Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a consultant, an entrepreneur himself. He's an educator. He is the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. And he's a regular on this show because he's a really smart guy. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, John, one of my favorite things to do is two things that I really have really been instructive for me in my career. And maybe I could even say three things. One would be watching people I work with when I was a pup, watching my bosses make mistakes. And number two would be watching other companies make mistakes and learning and having and letting those people tell me about the mistakes they made and how they screwed up. And the other one is watching people recover from those mistakes. And you know, all the stories you read, all the magazine articles and the books you read about how smart people were, for some reason, those don't interest me at all. What do you think?
Well, I find that not only is it recovering from mistakes, but having to deal with adversity and whatever
those
the source.
Those two things that were not your fault, but they landed in on your desk, and you had to deal with it.
Exactly, and that's I found with you know a lot of the business owners I work with or leaders find themselves going through their day without clarity. They lose sight of what's most important to their business. They get caught up in minutiae. They get lost in the weeds. And sometimes it takes a big time, kind of smack in the face, if you will, for the company to hit adversity to get clear about what's most important.
When you're a business owner, when things are going too well, it's not a bad thing to start getting a little nervous about that, is it?
It's not at all, because chances are you are you're losing sight of what's most important, which typically, you know, you talked about passion in your last segment. You know that I'm passionate about what I call a market orientation, that there's nothing more important to an early stage business or even a longer later stage business than being sure that everything you're doing is focused on the customers and the needs they have and the
right
pain
and their expectations.
Their expectations and just the core pain or problem you are addressing for them. And so just this past week, I came across a story that's pretty well known, particularly down in the southern United States. You've heard of the story of Hancock Bank?
Yeah, a great southern bank.
Yes, and they, right after Hurricane Katrina, hit Gulfport, Mississippi, and essentially wiped it out, demolished all the businesses.
A lot
there.
Of people don't realize that the Hurricane Katrina actually came ashore in Mississippi.
Right, and it was I think they called it a Cat 5 flood water event. And the so this was a small coastal bank that was faced with a community that had no power, no infrastructure. Their buildings were destroyed, and they got together, some of the leaders and employees, the next day. Couldn't even hardly find each other. But they said, what does our community need? What's our mission? What do we need to do? And, of course, the answer to that was people needed cash. They credit cards.
Businesses needed to have access to their resources.
Right. Credit cards made no had no value. So they asked themselves, where's the cash? Well, a lot of it was an ATM machine. And the ATM machines were covered in mud, so they dug up these ATM machines. They actually got the employees to bring in, they got washing machines, They pulled the cash covered in mud out of these machine out of these ATMs. They washed them, literally laundered the money.
a new spin on that, right?
it's a fantastic example of, you know, innovating in order to figure out how to serve your customer. They actually had to make the bills look as normal as possible,
right,
to return a sense of normalcy to the community. They ironed the bills they had people at set up in a warehouse ironing money.
And then they distributed the money.
They distributed the money, set up folding tables throughout the community. All you had to do was come in and sign your name on a Post-it note, and that was the IOU, no question
asked. And they gave out $2 million. Is that right? Do I understand that correctly?
You know, I found out later they actually gave out $15
million. $15 million with little IOUs.
And only lost $200,000 in the end.
Talk about values. That's what that stands for. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages with John Bradbury. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.